Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, man!
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, I'm excited to say this. We got new movies in theaters.
Yes.
Today. Maybe you've heard about this. It's sort of like a reimagining of the Saw franchise with Chris Rock at the helm. It's called Spiral. And of course, who are we going to bring in to talk brand new movies than Tampa Bay's film critic T.M. Powell? Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're good. And I'm so excited to be in a movie theater. We went and saw Raya in the movie theater. And I'll tell you, it was so weird being back in a movie theater. Is that how you felt when you watched this movie?
It was a good weird.
Yeah.
It felt like a really good weird, like someplace I was very familiar with, but had been kept away from so long.
Yeah, exactly.
I was so happy to, you know, get that invite and see it wasn't a digital screener because, listen, I know people like the convenience of digital, but watching it at home and watching it in a movie theater is always going to be a different experience. Call me an old fogey, but that's just how I believe.
No, when you walk through those theaters and you smell that popcorn, there is nothing like that.
It's a different experience.
Well, I'm so curious because I love the Saw movies. Like, I remember watching the first one.
Yeah, you like all that kind of stuff.
I do. My mind was blown at the end of the first Saw.
Whoa.
So how did they pick up with this sort of reboot?
Well, it is a reboot. Somewhat like a new story, but it does live in that Saw universe. All the Saw events did happen in this film.
Oh.
But it's kind of taking a different approach and, yes, giving itself a reboot, but just a new story to go by. And that's why it's called Spiral from the Book of Saw. That's the full title of the movie.
Mm.
And so, yes, all the events of Saw happen. And I will agree with you, Miguel. The first Saw movie is fantastic. I mean,
yes.
It's like a small kind of, you know, not even really a horror movie, then it morphs into more of a trap movie. Now, I will say the traps are in this new film, and they are intense. It be prepared for a lot of gore. So listen, if you haven't gone to the movies in a long time, you know, you may want to think about if you want to go, your first experience be like, you know, people getting torn apart.
Oh!
Sounds on brand for me. I'm ready for it.
I may sit that out of the theater, but I am interested to see how they sort of reinvented the same thing, but still kept with a lot of the elements of the originals.
Well, the way they reinvent it is it's almost like a cop drama at times.
Mm.
That's what it is. It's more like, kind of maybe on the lines of Seven. I could see some people saying it wants to be a Seven wannabe. Because Seven really wasn't a horror movie, but it was definitely a thriller. And that's how I thought about the first Saw movie. It was more of a thriller than a straight-up horror movie.
Okay.
You know, there are some things that work in that angle, how it is more of a cop drama, how it isn't just all about the traps, you know, like a Final Destination movie where you just wait to see how they get taken out by death next.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is an issue with this overall movie, and I hate to say it because I really like this guy, but Chris Rock is just miscast. I know this was his baby.
Oh,
I know he was
no.
an executive producer.
Right.
But for me, I just couldn't get past that it was Chris Rock in a lot of ways. And I think some other people are going to have that same issue.
Mm.
And listen, some people are good at comedy, you know, and some people are good at drama. And I just don't know if this was a good fit for Chris Rock at all. It just seemed kind of out of place. I almost wondered what it would be like if someone else was there. And like I said, no offense against him. I don't see Daniel Day-Lewis doing Dumb and Dumber, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. Because I feel like Chris Rock is one of those actors where it's sort of always Chris Rock.
Right. And you just feel like he's about to like crack a joke and
yeah.
you're just waiting and waiting and waiting and the joke never comes.
Right, right. So maybe that didn't translate well.
So is it worth seeing this weekend, TM?
If you want to go out and have the movie theater experience, it's there. It's definitely there. You're not going to have screening options like with Raya where Holly, you wouldn't saw it in the movie theaters, but you could have paid for it at home for $30.
Right.
That's going to be the same situation with Cruella coming up here soon where it's going to be that premiere cost. So if you're willing to go out and you want to have a movie theater experience, sure, this one would be great to see in a matinee, you know, have your toes curl up a little bit over some of the scenes, but be prepared. Just because I said it's different and it's a cop drama, doesn't mean it's gory, because there's definitely some parts that made me cringe, especially the opening sequence.
Really? Is it kind of, I always think, when I think of gore like that, I always sort of go to Hostel. Is it on that level of gore?
Yes.
Oh! Okay.
I'm down.
No, no.
Sign me up.
No.
I love some gore. Well, Tampa-based film critic TM Powell, thank you so much. TM, how can people come at you if they disagree with your review?
You can follow me at TM Powell Media. And yeah, no matter what, let's get back into the movies. I see some normalcy on the horizon, and maybe us back in the movie theaters is part.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.